on Radio Scotland 810 Medium Wave 92-95 FM from an album called A Nod to Bob. Well, no prizes for recognising the Bob in question as Mr. Dylan, 60 today. And listening in the Glasgow studio, the lead singer of Runrig, Bruce Guthrow, in the middle of, well, not quite in the middle of, but well begun into their tour. How are you making out, Bruce?
Oh, it's going great. We kicked it off in Skye on the weekend, and it's just fantastic up there. The album being called The Stamping Ground, we thought it was only appropriate that we started in the origin where the band had originated. So, it's just going great. You know, we're just kind of settling into the tour now and working in the kinks, and it's full bore.
Now, you're listening to Bob Dylan there. I know that he's been quite influential in your musical background.
He has indeed. I was always interested in singer-songwriters with something to say, and I don't think anyone had anything more to say than Dylan did when he was growing up. I really enjoyed the character in his voice as well as his brilliant songwriting. So, yeah, a big influence in my career for sure.
And am I right in saying that one of your offspring enjoys his name?
Indeed you are, Dylan, with a D-Y-L-A-N, spelt that way too. So, it's just a big fan. And yeah. I like the name too. Good, strong name.
And the fact that a musical troubadour, a folk singer, can have achieved such extraordinary eminence across the world in all sorts of ways as almost a prophet.
Indeed, yeah. I think he lucked into his time. Some people are born in the right time, and I believe that Bob Dylan definitely was. He's a phenomenal artist, you know, and still going.
And still going and still making out with some terrific stuff. Now, with regard to making out with some terrific stuff, this is a very nice album that is out, The Stamping Ground. Have you enjoyed doing that?
I have. We really have. It's been it's kind of been a staggered record for recording. We did some in Denmark and some here in Glasgow, actually, and recorded some vocals over in Canada, but I've really enjoyed the material on this record and singing it. You know, it's kind of, I felt like I've been much more of a part of it than I was In Search of Angels.
Yes, I remember when first we spoke and you sang a couple of numbers in the Glasgow studio and you were just into the band.
Mm-hmm.
I dare say you're much further down the road in all sorts of ways within the musical groove and the whole social tapestry of Runrig.
Absolutely. You know, it's just, I feel very much a part of it now. It's the guys are like family when I come over, and you know, on a personal level as well as a musical level. And I think we've kind of reached a nice balance as far as who I am and who they are, and making it all work. And it's live. There's an incredible comfort zone when we hit the stage, and in studio as well. It's really been a great experience.
You're in Dundee tonight, then Aberdeen tomorrow night, and Inverness on Saturday night, and then you're away across the border through England, and then pretty much through Europe, aren't you?
Yes, yeah, Denmark, Germany. It's very strong. The band's always been incredibly strong in Germany in particular. So it's a great chance to see the sights of Europe while on the road making music.
Yes, what's the sort of the musical feel? Is this a CD in your opinion that has a particular style, or does it fall into a particular genre? What would you say about it?
Well, it's interesting, you know, because the tracks are so varied on the CD, and a lot of the journalists that are reviewing it are enjoying it for that reason. It seems like we set out to try and capture the old feel, the energy, and the kind of that raw Celtic energy of Runrig, and I think we've managed to do that, but we've also kind of gone more progressive than Runrig has ever gone in a... I don't know if I want to use the word commercial, but I may have to here. In just in a radio-friendly sort of way, you know, we kind of got more modern with some experimenting with programs and different things. So there's a really kind of a really neat balance happening on the record that I'm really enjoying. I just bought a treadmill home, so it's the CD that I put on when I'm running all the time, and
yeah.
I'm really enjoying it.
The reaction of the audiences so far in the lovely island of Skye and in Perth?
Oh, incredible. Just unbelievable. We had the Skye Pipe Band join us on stage for the launch of the CD in Skye, and they're just over the moon, you know. It's just it's unbelievable. It's always, you know, the Runrig audience has always been fantastic, but this CD is a bit more of the raw feel, and it's more driven when we play live, so which even increases the excitement. So it's been incredible so far.
Bruce, thanks very much. We're going to play one thing. Now, I know you wrote this with Malcolm Jones. Was that an interesting experience?
It was great. You know, I don't generally write poetry as such. It's usually lyrical come with melody for me when it comes to songwriting. But I asked Malcolm if he had an air, a slow air, because I had a lyric that I thought would suit it. And so, sure enough, he picked up the accordion, and the first one he played happened to fit the meter of the song that I had written to a T, so we just kind of worked out a few little melodic changes and dropped, I think I wrote another verse for it, and away we went, and it's just one of those songs that kind of fell into place within a day or two.
Great. We'll listen to that right now. Enjoy the rest of the tour, and give the McDonald brothers our compliments.
Thank you, Ian. Always a pleasure.
Bye-bye.